The Productive Programmer. Preface. While this is an honest-to-goodness poem about being good to yourself in relation to productivity, I also wanted to write something that shows some of the programmer babble that most people are not familiar with. Something simple that makes a lot of sense. What follows are the steps that led up to create a 4-line program that does something useful in the long run. Sometimes code gets tough, and it is tough to get going. I am working on a zoomable visual programming language where you zoom into things to get more details about them. And I'm also working out pretty hard to undo years of bad eating habits. And I get tired. I work out for 3 hours a day to extremely nice results. Every time I look in the mirror, I see something new and I just laugh. I have enormous veins going across my biceps. It's ridiculous. I had no idea this would happen at all. I was thinking biceps, not freaking veins. And in less than a year, I will return to my usual 2-hour workouts. 3 is just to burn up all the fat, but it also causes tiredness. What can I say? 3 hours is a lot for me. My programming on weekends works great. It's nice and steady after I have some sleep. But after the 3 hours on weekdays, I'm just too slow and I run out of time to finish everything. Recently, I had the idea of just focusing on smaller things, little tests of all kinds, and math stuff, and making little libraries. I find that creating a standalone programming library on what feels like a short day to be the best way to make that day count. Whatever the reason that your day feels short, working on something tiny and making a little library will absolutely restore the feeling of productiveness. While I still had my mighty energy in the morning, I came up with a new little and somewhat silly test idea. This is for my zoomable user interface when zooming out of the program to get an overview. The idea is, the more you zoom out, the less details there are going to be on the screen. And here, to prepare for more complex things, I just pretend that rounded corners require extra resources, and that as I zoom out, I should switch to sharp corners. This does not really improve performance at all, but it is a test of the reactive systems, how they react to changing the scale. My program, as it is set currently, can zoom out to 0.05 and zoom in to 10, so 10 times the magnification. But I wanted the corners to become square at 0.5 and then be fully round at 1 or more. So this demands multiplying the radius of the rounded corner by a number between 0 and 1 that is based on the current zoom or scale. And that has to be clamped between 0.5 and 1. Meaning, given rounded corners of radius 32, rounded corners a radius 0 at zoom level 0.5 or less, and they are 32 when zoom level is 1 or more. This requires range, or domain translation, whatever math nerds call it. translation of range between 0.5 and 1 to the domain of 0 to 1. Rather than using a function where I would have to say value, value range, and target domain, I chose to use an object where I instantiate and configure the translation object, and then just let it accept a single number, the value of scale, that is then transformed to something proportional relative to the value between 0 and 1. Instead of racing forward to see some progress on my screen, I just focused on the math and published the library under the name Translate Domain to NPM. And then I just moved away from the computer. Maybe the little library can save some coders some context switching while they are still mapping out their program. I'm sure something as tiny would eventually get replaced with just a little bit of math. But in the beginning, they can totally drop the library into their program and just keep on trucking. I plan on doing the same thing tomorrow. Find a small and manageable scrap of functionality and just focus on that. And if there is time left over, then I'll just find another tiny thing to work on. Though these are not big to-do items that I usually tackle on weekends, they do help the big ones get done faster. I think the big takeaway from this is not in programming or time management or a feeling of accomplishment. It's actually in the fact that a healthy body mass index is just so much more important than work that work has to take the back seat, even if it takes years to get back into shape. Get healthy and stay healthy. A health nut programmer is a happy programmer.